dbkmediaservices.com.
Welcome to Experiencing Vinton County, the podcast about the places to go and the things to do throughout our county. Now, here are your hosts, Bruce Knox and Marketing Director, Brandy Betts.
And welcome, everybody, to Experiencing Vinton County. I'm your host, Bruce Knox. And with me, as usual, is our Marketing Director, Brandy Betts. Brandy, welcome.
Thank you.
Today we're going to talk about something that has to do with our holiday season that we're now experiencing, and I guess this has been something that's been going on for several years, correct, Brandy?
That's right.
Okay, and that is our community Christmas tree, which Brandy's going to tell us about how to get involved and what it's all about, so I'll just turn it over to you in episode number 41, Brandy, of Experiencing Vinton County.
Okay. Well, you know, I was trying to remember earlier today how long we've been doing this. I think it's at least 6 or 7 years, maybe 8. I'm not sure. But we have a community Christmas tree that goes up in the courthouse lobby every year about this time. We always have it up just before Christmas in downtown, which is the first Saturday in December. The tree is sponsored by the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Vinton County, and it's kind of special, I think. We actually invite the public to donate ornaments for the tree. You bring them to this office and we'll put a tag on the ornament that says who has donated it. But the really interesting thing is we invite you to donate the ornaments in honor of someone who is a special person in your life or in memory of someone who has passed. And so we have ornaments on the tree that commemorate survivors. You know, people maybe who have fought and beaten cancer. We have ornaments on the tree that remember people who have passed away many, many years ago, or maybe who died just a few months ago. And it's a really special thing, I think, for our community, because it's hard to lose someone that you love. It's hard to see someone that you love suffer and struggle with disease. And if you can do something that will help to commemorate their life and their struggles and their fortitude, then I think that's a good thing, yeah. To quote Martha Stewart.
Yeah. What about, let's say I want to honor somebody, someone who's still living that played a part in my life. Would that be acceptable?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we have, I was looking this morning, we actually put up the tree this morning, and there are a couple of ornaments that are handmade by a little boy in the community. He's very much alive and well, and they're just ornaments that he made, and he wrote his own name on them. We designed this project to be to honor people in the community, but it's absolutely okay if it's just someone that you care about.
I was just thinking about, you know, in my case, growing up here, there are still people who I had as teachers that played a big part in my life, and perhaps there are others out there that, you know, might be in a similar situation. They might, too, want to, say, honor a teacher or a mentor or something like that that played a big part in their lives.
So. Absolutely. Okay. And you know, the ornaments don't have to be fancy. We have everything from, you know, little $1 ornaments from the dollar store all the way up to some very, very nice, probably expensive ornaments that have been donated over the years. And it's just a wonderful eclectic mix to see the handmade kids' ornaments next to the store-bought things and, you know, lots of Santa Clauses and snowmen and, just all sorts of things. It's kind of thought provoking, and it's a lot of fun at the same time.
It's sort of like a mosaic of our community at the end of it. I mean,
it really is.
Okay.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, personally, we maintain the tree here. We store all of the ornaments. We go out and put up the tree and decorate the tree every year. And personally for me, it's quite the journey on the day that we decorate the tree, because I keep pulling out ornaments that commemorate my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and my cousins and people who have passed on. And each ornament that I have donated for this tree, I've tried to pick out something that would fit their personalities, mm-hmm. something that would suit them as individuals. And so it's always a nice little walk down memory lane. Okay. For me when I do this. And we have people who come back year after year to look for their ornament on the tree. Mm-hmm. And it's important to them to see it there.
If I have an ornament that I want to present or put on there, how do I go about doing that?
It's really simple. We ask that people bring their ornaments to us here at the visitor center. Okay. And that's important because we actually make a tag for the ornament that says who donated it and who it's for. And so, you know, we've had people who have hung ornaments on the tree over the years and there's no tag. We don't know who they're in memory of or in honor of, where they came from or why. And in being able to put the tag on, that means that year after year, people can come and see your loved one's name on that tree. If it's someone who's passed, we will publish the dates of their life and death. And occasionally, if someone has a special message, you know, if they want to say Merry Christmas on their tag, we'll squeeze in mm-hmm. a little bit if we can. It is kind of a small tag. Okay. But it's nice to be able to personalize those messages so that generations to come will know that your loved one or that you existed.
Okay. And what about if I think of this, and I doubt that a lot of people do, but if I am out perusing Christmas ornaments someplace and see this on June 30th, that I want to buy this ornament to put on the community Christmas tree, can I bring it in then to you?
Absolutely. I will never turn down an ornament. Yeah. We will go ahead and take it, make the tag, put it in the box with the others so it's ready to go in December.
All right. And for more information, where do we get more information if someone has a question we've not covered?
They can give me a call here at the office. My number is 596-5033.
Okay. Anything else we need to cover on this topic?
I think that's about it.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Brandy. We appreciate your work on this.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. And for those of you listening, again, we ask that you consider subscribing to Experiencing Benton County, doing so on iTunes for your iPod, your iPad, or your iPhone, or any, I guess. I'm not just limiting it to Apple products, any MP3 type player. You can do that, and you can also download it at DBK Media Services, and you could subscribe there through email as well, or you can just watch for us on our Facebook page or on the website for the Visitors Convention and Visitors Bureau, I should say. So, for Experiencing Vinton County and for our Marketing Director, Brandy Betts, this is Bruce Knox saying, have a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Experiencing Vinton County. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast to discover more about Vinton County, your place for all seasons.